Media app.
CBS News brief. They're already expensive, and President Trump's making a new threat to slap 25% tariffs on Apple products if Tim Cook doesn't start making iPhones in the U.S., tech contributor Ian Schur.
Apple's brand is not known for cheaper products, and there have been a lot of questions over the years about whether or not the company will raise prices to protect its comparatively strong profits.
Harvard went to court today to sue the Trump administration for revoking the university's ability to enroll international students. CBS's Natalie Brand.
It's the second suit that we've seen Harvard file. In a statement by the university, it says it condemns this unlawful and unwarranted action.
AAA expects a new record of more than 45 million Americans traveling more than 50 miles this Memorial Day weekend. Brady Cork and his family are planning to drive to Kentucky.
We are hanging out at Grandma's pool all weekend. We've got two college-age kids, and we hope to lounge by the pool.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a new documentary out about former Packer Brett Favre. Lisa Hale has more.
This week, Netflix released a documentary called The Fall of Favre, which focuses on former Packer quarterback Brett Favre's sex and welfare scandals.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
The documentary, produced by Netflix and sports media company Front Office Sports, features interviews with former New York Jets employee Jen Sturger and former Sports Illustrated writer Peter King, among others. Netflix and Front Office Sports said Favre declined to be interviewed for the documentary. This isn't the first time a Netflix documentary has cast an unflattering light on a Northeast Wisconsin connection. The global streaming and entertainment company also produced Making a Murderer, focusing on the case of Stephen Avery, his nephew Brendan Dassey, and the investigation into the murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County.
Be safe on the trails this Memorial weekend. Jimmy Cuska has more info.
The DNR is reminding ATV and UTV riders to wear helmets, seatbelts, and follow traffic and route rules this Memorial Day weekend. Last year, 40 people died in ATV or UTV crashes in Wisconsin, most of them with the rider not wearing a helmet. In addition, 150 ATV or UTV crashes happened on roadways in the state last year. The DNR says to follow traffic laws, don't drink or do drugs before or during a ride, and let someone know where you're going and when you'll return.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding to plan ahead if you intend to visit a state park this Memorial Day weekend. You may encounter long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. DNR officials are reminding residents to be patient and courteous with staff and other people enjoying the parks. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. High temperatures today scrape the low 60s. We make it to the mid-60s tomorrow, and then we soar to the upper 60s for Sunday and Monday. Chances of rain look to hold off until Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Got a fun hour ahead. We're going to get into some good stuff going on in our area a little bit later. Got Memorial Day events we want to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're going to do some other great things going on in our community. We also, of course, got some other fun topics, and entertainment kicks things off.
All right.
Let's dive right into what one of our key things we cover around here, Dolly Parton News.
Of course.
The Country Music Hall of Fame just debuted a brand new exhibit featuring the one and only Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Dolly Parton, Journey of a Seeker, and will be available for viewing all the way through September of 2026.
All right.
You got plenty of time to check this out. Now, this was actually brought in, and this is the most I think I've ever heard of anything controversial involving Dolly Parton. And I could not say the word controversial more lightly, because it truly wasn't a big controversy, but it had nothing to do with her. Where they've got this at the Country Music Hall of Fame, they actually had to move some stuff, and I believe that they got rid of like a Patsy Cline exhibit and a Willie Nelson or a Johnny Cash exhibit or something like that, which is something that every museum has to do because they only have so much room and you know
space. That's right.
And you're not going to find many bigger fans of either of those two artists than me and Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash. And I get it.
Yep.
You know, I mean that's the way you that's if it keeps the museum open. Sounds good.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not a one-person museum. It's for everybody. And it's a smart idea. The exhibit includes clothes, awards, handwritten lyrics, instruments, photos, and exclusive interview footage.
Nice.
It will also have Dolly's first draft of handwritten lyrics to her number one hit, Jolene, a cowgirl outfit she wore in the 1980 film 9 to 5. Oh, wow. I remember that outfit. and here's what Dolly had to say about it. I quote, "I just think it's wonderful that I have been able to see my little girl dreams come true. It's a long ways from the top of the Smoky Mountains to the top of the world. Thanks to you and all the fans that have helped me along the way." And that is, I feel confident saying this, that is the most braggadocious you will ever hear Dolly Parton. That's the closest you're ever going to hear of her being like bragging about herself. That's it, everybody.
Honestly, and I think that no matter what had happened with her career, I think she would have been a singer, songwriter. No matter what, even if she hadn't been that popular, that's what she would have done.
She is.
Yep, exactly. So I think she really sees that perspective because the way she talks about it, it really sounds like this is just icing on the cake.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a great career. I've got to write these songs. I've got to perform things I love to do. But now I've gotten to a point where, you know, I'm well known enough. People want to see it and that sort of thing. And it's made me successful. And that's awesome. But yeah,
I would love to check that out.
It would be fun to see.
Absolutely, yeah.
There'd be a lot to see at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I agree.
We have a new taste test we've got to do, guys, coming up. Oreo has been mashing up with a number of celebrities. They kind of took the ball from McDonald's about this.
mashing up with celebrities. I'm not eating a celebrity Oreo. No, doing it.
No, those words. None of those words.
What does Matthew McConaughey taste like?
Nobody wants. Patchouli.
Probably. This is an odd smell. What is this? Oh, it's very salty.
I don't know, but it's not legal in this state.
Humper.
I was right there, man. I was right there.
Oreo recently teamed up with Post Malone for his limited edition cookies, and now Selena Gomez has an Oreo of her own, Hiracha Oreo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. Hiracha is one of the more difficult words for my dyslexia. I love saying it. It's a fun word to say, but it always catches me off guard.
It's a little spicy.
The cookie's nice. The cookies are chocolate cinnamon flavored with two layers of cream. One layer is chocolate cinnamon flavored, and the other has a sweetened condensed milk flavor with cinnamon sugar.
Good Lord.
Each cookie will have one of six embroidered designs of Selena's signature on it, a pair of headphones and different little logos on them. Selena says, quote, "Growing up, Hiracha was one of those comforting things for me. Some of my favorite childhood memories involve drinking Hiracha with my family. And trust me, it tastes even better dipping in milk."
Oh, I suppose it would, yeah.
And they're promoting these all over and stuff. They go on pre-sale on June 2nd. They'll be hitting stores June 9th.
All right.
So just from your guys' responses, it didn't sound like you guys. I'm a little surprised here. You guys weren't in on this?
Well, it depends on how much cinnamon you're willing to handle,
it is a
I
lot
guess.
Of cinnamon.
Yeah, that sounds like it's quite heavy.
Cinnamon is a trigger for me. It triggers my acid reflux. I miss cinnamon because it's an amazing spice, but I've never really had it with chocolate.
Okay.
Like the pairing of cinnamon and chocolate doesn't seem right to me.
It's interesting though, when you make like chocolate chili, which I have in the past, cinnamon is one of the ingredients you use in that. But I have to say Melissa, what was I going to say?
I don't know, like hot chocolate with cinnamon in it? No. Is that kind of what she's referring to?
Oh, no, here we go. No, I got it. But I think you're right. Yes, I think that's what it is. Cinnamon, I can eat up to like a certain point and then I am done. Okay. Because anytime I haven't eaten it, you know, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the cereal. The couple times I've had
so
it.
It's so cinnamony.
Oh, my God. It's like my mouth is on fire by the end of it.
So a couple of my favorite ways to have cinnamon when I was a kid was white toast with butter and then cinnamon and sugar on it.
Totally makes sense.
Was so good.
Yep.
And then my mom used to make rice for breakfast. And we would eat it like cereal with butter and milk. Mm-hmm. And then we'd put cinnamon and sugar on it.
Yep. That makes sense. Yep.
And it was the best breakfast.
my sister, when she discovered that you could take those cinnamon sticks and use them to like mix up chocolate milk or anything like that, she would do things like that.
Yeah, that would work.
I've had plenty of Hiracha and stuff. I've never had that. That's different. This is different. I don't know. I'd try it.
I would try it.
There's so many different types of Oreos. We can have a taste test about every other one of them and not even come close to this one.
That's very distinct.
No, and it's neat that they're doing that, I guess. It's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, marketing, yeah. You know,
that's all it is.
Whether it's her or Post Malone or any of these, it's like with McDonald's doing the when they're working with a celebrity and they make their own Happy Meal
Angel Reese, kind of stuff. Yeah. Yep.
I can't imagine the idea of trying to, you know, okay, how do we come up with a new marketing idea for McDonald's? How do we market Oreo different? I really do. As far as good or bad ideas, that's one thing or another. To me, that's almost secondary to me. Mm-hmm. Coming up with this stuff is just, I think, an accomplishment in itself, some ways.
But see, I think McDonald's is really missing the mark because they have, you know, restaurants all across the world that offer different foods.
They do.
All of those restaurants. But so why don't they occasionally offer something, you know, here in America that they offer in a McDonald's in India?
I'm with you. 100%.
I've been wondering this since the opening of Pulp Fiction.
We already have the stuff.
Yeah. I never thought about this until watching the opening of Pulp Fiction. Seriously? I never did. I swear to God. And ever since then, what Melissa's saying, I've never understood why they don't do that. Not only do they have the condiments, the materials, like Melissa's saying and everything, but from what I understand from people that have worked at McDonald's and stuff, it's not hard for them to share these things.
No.
And stuff. So, I don't know.
It's all been McDonaldized, right? So there's a process that you make each thing, this very specific way you do it. So they can just tell them, just do it this way.
Yeah, unless it's a kitchen utensil that they need to have, you know, or like some kind of steamer or something that isn't in the American McDonald's.
Right.
Well, maybe that would create a problem. But it's not like you got to offer the whole menu.
Yeah.
Offer one thing that would work.
Sorry. Instead of Simpsons moment there. Steamed hams?
Yes, steamed hams.
These steamed hams taste shockingly familiar with what they have at Krusty Burger.
It's one of the greatest bits in Simpsons history. I don't know if we have time for this, but I got to make time because this one threw me, everybody. We have seen the board game Battleship be turned into a big-time movie.
Yeah.
We have seen Barbie be turned into a very big-time and successful movie. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we've seen this one.
No, dear.
Mattel getting in the game.
Yes, they are.
They found a new property they can take the IP of Whack-A-Mole. Yes, there is going to be a Whack-A-Mole movie, everybody.
Oh, God.
I have already auditioned as one of the moles. Already auditioning. There are no word yet on the plot because it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
It's not clear if Mattel has a plot figured out even. In a press release, they said this. So they release this tells you everything you need to know about what this is about, money and everything, because they don't even have a plot. They don't have anything to sell, but they sent out a press release. Quote, Whack-A-Mole is more than a game. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not doing this right. Whack-A-Mole is more than a game. It's a laugh-out-loud battle of reflexes that has brought joy and little chaos to families for 5 decades. We're beyond excited to turn the iconic experience into a wild, action-packed ride for the big screen.
Oh, man.
Whack-A-Mole. What?
No.
Now it's personal.
Yeah, right. It's personal. Right? Yeah. Oh, God.
I think Hungry Hungry Hippos would have been a better one. No.
In a world where hippos are dying to eat.
Little steel balls.
Only one man can save them.
Man.
Mine were plastic.
Chris Hemsworth.
Okay. All right. So now, I mean, we're quick to make fun, you know, as okay. I think we should be, and everything. But we do have to understand that, you know, given the right circumstances, Barbie could, you know, be something good, right? We could give some creative person, give them some freedom, you know, and they can come up with something pretty good, right? But the idea of whack-a-mole.
Okay, but it's totally different. Right? Barbie it opens up imagination. When a kid has a Barbie to play with, there's just a lot of things you could do with that. But what can you do with whack-a-mole besides whack-a-mole?
Wait, what do you mean it's different, man? I took a hammer to all my sister's Barbies. I don't know what you're talking about.
In these divided times, we only can count on two things. Chutes and ladders.
That's right. Except in England, where it's snakes and ladders.
Ah, yes. We get used to these. We
oh, dang it.
These coming.
Oh, yeah. We have to rename it now.
You took a hammer to your sister's Barbies.
I didn't.
My brother took a magnifying glass to my Barbie's hair and skin.
Ooh, no, that sounds dangerous. No, actually, I didn't do that.
This is so, I am going to, as soon as this show is done, I'm reaching out to my brother and sister. They ruined my toys. I never messed with theirs. I never messed with their toys.
It's the younger child thing, James. The younger child gets to do that.
My older brother did it.
Yeah, too. She's saying her older brother.
He was messing with the natural order then, because it's supposed to be the other way around.
Quick look at what's new on your small screen and your big screen this weekend. Today on Apple TV Plus, streaming already, Fountain of Youth, John Krasinski and Natalie Portman are siblings who team up for the global heist to find the mythological Fountain of Youth. Stanley Tucci is also in this one. I don't know if it's going to be any good, but I will watch every second of it.
Of course you will.
I like John Krasinski a lot. I think he's very good as a leading man, mm-hmm. and all that, and I will watch any single thing that Natalie Portman does the rest of her
oh,
career.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why not?
It looks fun. And though, you know what's bringing me to it? I joke about the Natalie Portman thing, but honestly, what will make me make the time for it is their chemistry. When you can tell in a trailer that there's just chemistry for days with people, mm-hmm. that'll always bring me to a movie. Plot, mm-hmm. you know, bad writing, bad directing, all those things. I'm not going to say I won't recommend the movie maybe, but if you got two actors that we haven't seen together before, but immediately show you, oh, wow, these two are really enjoying working together. These two really are fit well together. Mm-hmm. It just brings me in. It looks good.
They did really choose a bad clip to put on the Colbert Report, though. Late Show with Stephen Colbert. It was pretty bad.
It was, yeah. also,
not that the acting was bad. It was just like a weird choice.
Right, for what the clip that they did. Yeah.
HBO having a big weekend. The streaming premiere of Mickey 17, the dark comedy starring Robert Pattinson, that got a lot of good reviews. That one is coming out.
One of the rare sites. You know, I was looking up. Where'd science fiction go, man?
Yeah.
It's gone.
And a big documentary. Pee-wee as himself, a two-part documentary about Paul Rubens and his career as Pee-wee Herman.
Mm-hmm.
That should be pretty good. The second season finale of Last of Us is also out there. And the TNT is bringing back The Librarians. That show is coming back.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
On CBS on Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, the American Music Awards. Performers include Benson Boone. I saw him on SNL. I didn't know a thing about that. I knew one of his songs, but mm-hmm. I didn't know it was his. It was one of those things, you know the song, but you didn't know the artist. I see him out there. First, when he gets introduced, he does a backflip.
Whoa!
Like, as Katrina Brunson's introducing him, he does a backflip, and I've never seen anybody do that before. And he goes right into singing and dancing, and man, is he talented. Ooh. Holy man, is he talented. I don't have his music in my playlist or anything, but I'm really blown away by him. He's a heck of a performer. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Gloria Estefan, Rod Stewart, Janet Jackson, and Jennifer Lopez all going to be there. Janet's getting the Icon Award, and Rod is getting the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Very good. Well deserved.
Awesome.
Rod Stewart looks great.
Doesn't he?
He looks good. And not like he's had work done or anything like that. He just looks good.
Yeah. It's the next Tony Stewart. and Tony Stewart. I mean,
yeah. Jeez. What about your big
Tony Bennett? Sorry,
Tony Bennett.
There you go.
Jeez.
The next couple of weekends, you're probably going to be seeing some big releases, or every other weekend, going to be seeing some big releases. Probably
summertime.
Now until the end of August.
Right.
Lilo and Stitch PG, big one coming out. Zach Galifianakis is in it. Courtney B. Vance, Tia Carrera is in it as well.
That's the live action one, right?
Yes. Correct. Tia Carrera sighting. Nice.
That one's now, as far as the live action Disney stuff goes, this one's starting to get a little bit of better reviews than most.
This one's getting some buzz, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it has a lot to do with where the CGI is and a lot of those things nowadays.
And the fact that it's a mythical character. You know, it's not like Lion King where they're lions. Mm,
that's true. It's an alien, right?
Yeah. So it doesn't matter that it doesn't look real.
Good note.
True.
I again, even if you're not going to see the movie, and I'm almost talking specifically to Seth, because I know you're not a DC. I know you're not a DC guy, but yep. I know you're not alone about that. And I know a lot of people are probably tired of the Superman character and everything. I am with you. The new trailer for the Superman movie, the guy playing Superman looks amazing. He looks so perfect for the part, but watch it, if anything, for Crypto. Like, the dog Crypto is kind of a throwaway character in superhero lore and everything. Right. But James Gunn really wanted to bring back a lot of the traditional stuff.
That's way Superman. Traditional. Yeah, that's like 40s. Yeah.
I've never in my life seen anything like that dog. And the CGI and everything that they have done with that dog is worth watching the trailer alone, even if you're just focusing on that. It's incredible what they have done.
Surprising. Nowadays. James Gunn works well with CGI. He's done a good job over the years with it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they told me literally half the budget for that movie was on that dog. Right. It's incredible the work that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty incredible, whether you like him or not, what Tom Cruise has done with his career. And he is back at it with Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. I say final in quotes. The eighth Mission Impossible movie is a sequel to Dead Reckoning, and Tom Cruise, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, the usual unusual suspects. Haley Atwell as Grace is in this as well, and got a couple of other great actors in it as well.
Even with Haley Atwell in it, didn't save it for me. Sorry.
Yeah.
I watched the first movie back, 96 or whenever it came out, and I have not followed it since there. I'm not going to start now.
I've watched every single one of them, and they're all the same, and I'll watch this one. I will.
I will go back and watch episodes of the show from the 60s. That's what I'll do. I'll watch the original Mission Impossible.
They don't need either you or me. This movie's probably going to do pretty darn well.
I'm sure it will.
And that's rated PG-13. That all is right. out there as well. And as we're going into break, I want to remind everybody that the WFHR newsletter had a new edition premiere yesterday.
Woo-hoo.
Congratulations to everybody that is involved in that one. Certainly, we've talked a lot about Terry Barr and Brittany and, you know, Chuck putting some work in there. But I've seen some new names recently. Lucas Hunt is in there.
Our new online content guy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, your favorites, Laura and Michael putting in some great work on there. All of this being overlooked and executive produced by our own Melissa Kay.
That is correct.
Incredible work by everybody involved. Check out that newsletter, everybody. It's your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news.
Yes, thank you for everybody that signed up. I still see sign-ups coming in. That's awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
That is awesome. Can I add a quick, this just handed to me. It wasn't just handed to me. I always just want to say that.
Yeah.
We're looking to bring the playoff game coming up on Tuesday, everyone, on WIRI of the Lincoln Lady Softball, or Lincoln Lady Red Raiders softball team. Woo! They're playing River Falls at home, and we're hoping to bring you that game right now. It's tentatively scheduled for 5 o'clock. On Tuesday, pregame at 4:50, Mike Comer will have the call on that one and see if we can have the Red Raiders softball team have a long playoff run. They had a very good season this year. Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, roll Raiders.
Yep.
We will come back and we're going to talk about what are we grilling? What is each state grilling? What is their favorite meat for the Memorial Day? Coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. High temperatures today scrape the low 60s. We make it to the mid-60s tomorrow, and then we soar to the upper 60s for Sunday and Monday. Chances of rain look to hold off until Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate you. This is one of those lists that Wallet Hub puts together. They do a pretty good job with these. And according to WalletHub.com, 58% of Americans plan to barbecue this weekend. And Instacart shared some stats on what we're grilling. They looked at the type of meat each state brought more of than other states for Memorial Day last year.
Okay.
The most popular options overall are burgers and dogs.
Makes sense.
But Instacart list as more unique. And here are the list. So the entire Midwest is obsessed with bratwurst.
Of course.
Yes, we are.
Almost every state.
As we should be.
That's right. Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Hear, hear. Almost every state from Ohio to Colorado bought a ton of brats over Memorial Day weekend last year.
Wow.
And if you are shocked by that, welcome to Wisconsin. You just got here.
The heart of the whole bratwurst thing. Yes, mm-hmm. Right here in Wisconsin.
You know, there's a thing going around where if you arrive in Hawaii, they give you a lei. What should you get when you arrive in Wisconsin? I'm like, a brat?
Yes. Totally. Right, yes. Bratwurst.
Hand it to you.
100%. 100%.
Well, you have to remember that brats are also like so versatile. You can fill brats with anything, man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Smith Brothers does a really good job of that up in Abbotsford area.
Oh, okay.
You can get so many different options, like blueberry in a brat or cranberry.
Where I grew up, there was a local meat guy who did those specialty brats. Mm-hmm. He did a wild rice brat that was insanely awesome. Oh, my God. It was
Smith
one of my
Brothers
favorites.
Does that, too.
Oh.
That was one of my favorite things, just brat. Just, if you're in the mood for it, nothing else will hit the mark like
no,
a brat
will.
Texas, California, and most states out west are into steak. Skirt steak in Texas.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Ribeyes in Arizona and Idaho. T-bones in Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico. And beef flap in California. Popular choice. It's like for fajitas.
Okay. Beef flap.
I didn't know it was called flap.
That's interesting. Wow.
I would eat it, but I refuse. I will not be able to say beef flap. There's no way. There's no way with a straight
face.
I'm going to be able to.
Beef thing.
Yeah. Just give me the fajita stuff. Ribs are popular across the South.
No surprise there.
Of course.
Yep.
Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and Tennessee all love it. Louisiana and Virginia are into pork butt. Florida is getting... I could say that.
Florida, yes, you can.
Florida is getting fancy with filet mignon.
Ooh.
Kentucky buys lots of burger patties, and it's chicken wings in both the Carolinas and Maryland.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
Excellent.
I don't understand how you could... why you would make steak... this weekend, though.
Really?
Well, if you're having an outside, if you're grilling out and you're eating outside, that steak doesn't work.
You need
something you can hold in your hand.
I'm with you. If I'm eating steak, I want to sit down, I want to enjoy it, I want to take my time with it, no matter what the setting or scenario.
You need a solid plate and a knife. I mean, ribs you can eat with your fingers.
All the popular foods, most of
the stuff... Wait. You don't eat steak with your fingers?
I don't cut it with my fingers.
Who said cutting? What are you talking about?
You just pick that
just
puppy
pick
up.
Pick up
and
the hunk of meat and gnaw on it?
Yeah, right.
No, how do you get the mushrooms and onions on it?
Wait, you cook it? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Seth.
Most states
shake my head at you.
Most states in the Northeast are putting meat between bread, beef patties in Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. Turkey burgers in New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Maine. And one exception is Vermont with country-style ribs. Alaska likes those, too.
Okay. Ooh. Whatever the difference between country style ribs and other ribs are, I don't know.
Seasoning.
But you said beef patties, and I'm like, wow, that's funny. Why didn't they just call it hamburgers? But then you went to the turkey burgers, mm-hmm. which is interesting that's starting to gain more popularity. It's like just turkey meat kind of stuff.
There's a lot more you have to do to a turkey burger to make it taste good.
Really?
Well, because turkey is a lot drier than beef.
Well, it is. That's true. Yeah.
So I think you just got to add more to the ground up turkey to make it more flavorful.
Yeah.
Which you can do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You can do a lot of different things with it. Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's weird. I'm getting better about, expanding my diet and trying more foods and all these things. But, I don't think this has happened with any other food, but there's also, like, with turkey, where I've always eaten turkey, and I've never really minded it. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't do anything for me. I could not be a more boring meat to me and more boring food. It's like the mashed potatoes of meat to me.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't just do anything for me.
What, you don't want a bird burger?
It just doesn't. I don't know.
That's a question. Worse. This is a serious question. Are you ready? Why is it called a chicken patty, but a turkey burger?
Yeah.
Why isn't it called a turkey patty?
Because it's
personally,
not...
I like bird burger better. Bird burger.
I've had a billion. Nice. I like that a lot. Yes. We need to make that a thing.
Is that like the whole, I can't remember, it was a comedian who came up with the thing, I'll order the fish sandwich. That's not a good, way to describe something. It's just, I'll have a fish. It's like going up and I'll have a meat sandwich, please. It doesn't matter what it is. Just give me a meat sandwich.
Imagine
right?
If you're a big fan of ham and you order a hamburger. You're like, what is this?
This is clearly ground beef. What are you giving me here?
There's no ham here. Also very popping in my head what an actual hamburger might look like.
Oh.
And I don't like that. I don't like that at
really?
All. I don't like
cuz I was just thinking
of ham crammed together like
that. That actually sounds good, man. I think I'm going to figure out how to make that.
That is all you. That is all. Three states have a serious affection for chicken burgers. They're all on the Canadian border. Washington, Montana, and North Dakota.
North Dakota.
That's not really like a burger. That's just like
unless it's chicken. Ground up chicken meat.
I suppose.
That's made into a patty like ground beef or ground turkey.
But then it's a turkey. Chicken
patty. But I thought a chicken patty was breaded.
Usually
and
breaded.
Fried. Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
or baked.
We have a
culinary conundrum.
With the words, we don't have the words to describe these mm-hmm. things is the problem,
Come Kitchen's up with new open. Ones. Beth, we need
go.
You.
There we go.
We need new words. We need words.
And finally, two outliers. Hot dogs are more popular in West Virginia than anywhere else. And vegetarian sausages are big in Oregon.
That's interesting. Well, that almost sounds like a cliche.
Is that where Loma Linda's located? Yes. Although I heard they just went bankrupt.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Well. They also looked at the most popular sides in each state, and it's a mixed bag. But in general, it's potato salad in the Midwest, pasta salad in New England, and out west, it's coleslaw. Pasta salad in New England and out west, and coleslaw in the South.
Yes, thank you.
I would eat all of them.
My southern brethren with coleslaw, one of my favorites. Mm,
coleslaw is amazing.
It is. Lots of different ways to make that, too. Mm-hmm.
And it's so good on meat sandwiches.
It does go well. Especially turkey ones.
No. Pork. Pulled pork.
Yeah, it's very good.
You almost have to have.
We're just taunting James now. I think we're just like.
I'm already into our next segment.
Yeah, he's totally ignoring us. He's like, forget you guys.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Just because there's no mayonnaise in coleslaw.
That's good.
No,
that's
not.
It's just the texture. I don't get it.
It's texture. It's crunchy.
He is impossible. He's just impossible.
I am. I just heard my mother. He's impossible.
She's just
That and every other person who's ever met me. We will be back after our news sports break coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. At the Capitol, a Republican bill to increase penalties for rioting in Wisconsin is paused for now. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional common sense and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote until those are addressed.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forest industry. According to a press release, the forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products each year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs. The Wisconsin Rapid Zoo will open for the season this weekend. On Saturday, May 24th, the zoo will open at 10 a.m. Normal hours are Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., but this holiday weekend they will also be open on Memorial Day Monday. Remember that the zoo is a smoke-free park. Anyone under age 12 must have an adult with them, and there is zero tolerance of any form of harassment toward the animals or other zoo patrons. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1 hour and 50 minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is going to be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich. And the Brewers jump out in front 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalier able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalier gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience. Joey Ortiz, but Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. High temperatures today scrape the low 60s. We make it to the mid-60s tomorrow, and then we soar to the upper 60s for Sunday and Monday. Chances of rain look to hold off until Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hope you're having a great Friday out there. Thanks for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We got some good stories of the day to get to, good things going on in our community, got a bunch of events we want to talk about, including Memorial Day events, all that coming up. But you have waited long enough for a couple of things. One, for me to get the keyword to text to us for the Milwaukee Brewer tickets.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
You want to be able to win those tickets, get that four-pack, everybody. Just pull out that Civic Media app if you haven't got it out already and text us the keyword BASE.
Mm-hmm.
B-A-S-E.
In well, stereo.
It was an echo.
That was good. That was good. I like that. Go ahead and text it to us. We appreciate you guys playing along. Win yourself that four-pack of wonderful Brewer tickets that Seth can tell you firsthand are in great place.
I have been there, and it's awesome. And you get to so you're in the level where all of the boxes are, you know, like the nice, fancy, schmancy. It's not, you don't get to go in the box, but it's on that level, so it's very, you know, small, right in between there. I mean, it's got its own level, you know, the concourse there. It's not as busy. So, I mean, it's great. It's a fabulous way to watch a baseball game.
Yeah, I want to go to a baseball game and sit in a box. What?
Yeah. It's a nice, the view, everything about it. I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I wish I could win these tickets. Yeah.
Oh, box seats are nice. Okay.
Yes, yes. You're actually in a suite, actually. That's probably a better word for it. Yeah.
Okay. Box is a weird choice.
Steal a base and text us the keyword BASE, everybody. Mm-hmm. Good luck to everybody out there. And a big thank you to the Milwaukee Brewers, Civic Media, everybody along with this one. We appreciate you.
You got it.
And you have waited long enough. We have been telling you we are going to get into the top baby names hated by grandparents, and we are finally going to do it.
All right.
In the next segment. No. Right now.
On Tuesday, we're good.
So I don't know about you guys, but I know that when it came to my mom and dad specifically, they just were so happy about babies being born. Names were really secondary to them.
Doesn't matter.
And part of it was the relief my father had with getting the, you know, okay, I named a kid James. I've done my part, and I've kept the tradition alive, kind of thing. I say this because I know exactly what he's talking about. I know exactly how that feels. But otherwise, you know, baby names are here or there, but they're also, you know, something that with a generation change, you're going to have different names. And there's an understanding, I would think, on both sides of this one. Mm-hmm. So they definitely have an opinion, grandparents, one way or the other. In a survey, 69% of grandparents think that it's fine for grandparents to give their opinion on their grandchild's name.
Sure.
38% of parents say that it's none of their business. And 31% of grandparents also agree with that. But see, the first part, that doesn't mean that they're still not going to give you their opinion.
Right, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
And I'm saying all this with love. I think that they've earned this. I you know, even if they don't like the names chosen, I feel like they got a right to say something. I also think that most grandparents have tact and have a way of doing this with, you know.
If they want to spend time with their grandkid.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. They're not going to just come in and say, you're naming that kid Q-Bert. You know, you're going to name a Q-Bert.
But, And granted, this is something that takes time, and especially when you're new at it and everything. But one thing that parents could really be better about, all parents could be better about, is being better to other parents.
All in the same boat, right?
All in the same boat. Whether your kids are ancient or your kids are just here, I think that all parents could do a lot less judging and a lot like keeping their own opinion to themselves, quite bluntly. I don't think, like, now, have they earned the right to say it or anything like that? That's one thing. But to actually say it, that's another. And I think that that's something that we could all be better about. Mm-hmm. And giving parents, young and old, some grace when it comes to these things. Nobody was given a blueprint on this. Nobody was giving an outline on how to be the perfect parent. And unless you were, then by all means, please share.
Whoa, yeah,
that.
Hey,
please.
Where were
that.
You?
Yeah, yeah. How dare you hog that?
Yeah. Keeping it to yourself.
15% of parents admit that one of their child's grandparents on the side of or an in-law dislike their grandchild's name. Yeah. Many grandparents get over their initial opinion. Only 4% of grandparents say that there's a child name that they just can't accept, even over time.
Really?
4%.
I know it's only 4%,
but still high. It's still high. 28% of grandparents say that their main objection would be if a name was ugly, and 17% don't want to be too weird.
Then I hope you're not parents of a celebrity, because they're going to name their kids something weird.
Well, here's something. Let's just use modern times here. And you want to you're thinking you're going to honor your grandparents. Mm-hmm. And so you use a name from their era and a name that isn't in the top 10 and all this and everything. By everybody else, that's probably going to seem weird. So what is your definition of weird? What's weird to you, or what you think is weird to society, or naming your kid Lampshade, or naming your kid Henrietta.
Yeah,
something like that. So that's a very wide range there to think of, or to try to cover your bases.
Don't make fun of Lampy.
No, you're right. That was not fair of me.
That was uncalled for.
I would like to apologize to Lampshade Henderson. Lampshade Henderson. I'm so sorry. The other common complaints include they don't want it to be old-fashioned like them. So that's a little surprising, I would think. They get annoyed if it's a family name related to the other grandparents.
No.
They don't like it if it reminds them or of someone they don't like.
No, yeah.
Or they don't like the spelling of the name. So maybe it's Kelly, but with an I or something like those lines.
Which you don't worry about when you say the name. It's only when you write it down. Mm. So,
Now, how do you know if a grandparent doesn't like a name? Well, 8% of grandparents admit that they have pretended to love the name when they didn't at all. 9% say that they simply said, "What?" Huh? Come again?
What?
4% say that they just remained completely silent.
And they're Midwesterners,
Don't talk to the grandchild at all?
They say,
or
that's
they just make up a totally new name.
There you go. And this child needs a nickname. I'm going to give it to him right now.
And the top names that they chose on this list: Aurora, Charlotte, Elijah, Finn, Jack, Lindsay, Noah, Sally, and Tabitha.
Okay.
And all of them have a little bit of what we were talking about in that list there and everything.
Tabitha.
Yeah. I like all of those names.
Is there a lot of kids being named Tabitha?
Here's one thing that I feel pretty certain about. All these grandparents surveyed, wherever they fell on this list, all love their grandkids.
No, I'm sure they do.
They all love their grandkids. If they have a little issue with the name, for one, as the parent, I mean, as somebody who did take a little of this with my kids and everything, one in particular, you can take it. You know,
this is
part of being a new parent. This is part of parenting 101, taking the punch sometimes. Sometimes that's just part of being a parent. And on the other side of this, to the grandparents and everything, you were in those shoes. Remember what it was like to be a young parent and all the billions of things that you're stressing and worrying about from the moment you wake up to the 2 seconds of sleep you get and all that. Have some understanding and be like, you know what? Maybe I don't need to give my opinion.
Yeah. Maybe it's not the time.
Maybe I can just share it with my significant other, because why else do you have a significant other? But for things like this.
To share with them that,
love, romance, being attracted to each other is all wonderful. But as you get older, I would think that one of the reasons you were with somebody is so you could share things like this. And you don't have to tell the masses.
And it really just boils down to you can't please everybody. You're having a baby, not a pizza.
Yeah.
Wait, you're assuming you can please everyone with the same pizza. I don't know where you've been.
I think that parents have enough on their plate.
Yeah.
And if this is not one of the things that they need to be stressing or worrying about or something like that, I feel like that's pretty fair to say.
Yeah, just leave little Ethelred alone, okay?
Yes.
He's fine.
Bumper sticker's fine. It's a fine name. It's a fine name. I don't know if it's two names or first and middle name. Bumper sticker.
Just one word.
Jones. I don't know how that works, but.
Well, that would only work if you had like a simple last name, like Smith or Jones. Then you go wild with the first name. Do whatever you want. That's what I say.
There are some wild ones.
Yes.
There are some wild ones. There are. Interesting list. And interesting getting into our next segment, because we got such good things coming up in our area. Everybody, we're going to talk about some of the Memorial Day events on the way, along with some other fun things coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors for ACW Wrestling Night May 31st. Enjoy the thrill of pregame wrestling matches featuring former WWE ACW member and former WWE Cruiserweight Champion, Wisconsin native Hornswoggle. An autograph session will follow, but if you purchase a VIP package, you'll get a ringside seat and a guaranteed autograph and a ticket to the game. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Winter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Raptor Baseball and ACW Wrestling Night May 31st.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. High temperatures today scrape the low 60s. We make it to the mid-60s tomorrow, and then we soar to the upper 60s for Sunday and Monday. Chances of rain look to hold off until Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
It's a Friday. What am I
doing? Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James with you. Final segment of the week, and it has been a fun week, everybody. We appreciate you joining us for it. Thanks so much to the best listeners in radio, all of our guests, our co-hosts, sponsors, everybody involved. We can't do it without you. We appreciate you. Getting into our schedule for the weekend here, and then some great events going on in our area. No playmakers today, but we still got sports for you.
Sports. More sports. We've got the final regular season softball game, the Red Raiders taking on Menasha tonight. Pregame at 4:20, 4:30 first pitch. Mike Comer on the call with that one. And then tentatively, we've got the first playoff game on Tuesday coming up, everyone. The same team, the Red Raiders of Lincoln, taking on River Falls in the playoff game. The first of many, hopefully, playoff games for the Red Raiders. The 4:50 pregame, and then first pitch at about 5 o'clock for that one. Of course, Mike Comer on the call for that one.
No playmakers on Monday as well, but we will have Rafter baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to say. Your Rafters kick off the season at Winter Field, taking on the Green Bay team. I'm not going to say their name. They should be the Booyah. Austin Thomas going to be calling on the call for this one.
New play-by-play man, Mr. Austin Thomas. That. Yeah.
I think that we might have a great pregame for that event, too, if we can work it out, because a little bit later today, I've got a new field manager, coach for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Coach Ziggy coming in. We're going to do a pre-recorded interview because we have no playmakers today. We'll see if we can get that on the airways for you before the weekend's up and everything. And be sure to be on the lookout at civicmedia.wfhr.com, all the places you can get our segments and our shows and our podcasts and everything, everybody. Looking forward to that. Rafter baseball back in action this Monday. Speaking of Monday, our Memorial Day lineup, since we will not be here live and direct with you, at 9 a.m., we'll have a Best of Mornings with WFHR. And from 10 to 11, Best of the Kitchen open.
Yes.
Hey.
That'll be fun.
Fill up our 2 hours. Yep. Become kind of a tradition around here, right?
With
the kitchens open. Yeah.
Yeah. At 6:20, that Rafters game will kick off against the Green Bay Rockers. Be sure to check that out. And just to catch everybody up over on our sister station, 105.5 on Monday, the best country music you're going to hear all day and night. Check it out. Good stuff coming up over there. And we also wanted to touch on some community events going on in our area as well. And Melissa, you sent this over to me the other day. Avenue Title and Blenker Construction are doing something really cool, a community exchange event.
Yeah, this is, I think, the second time they're doing this, and it's just an opportunity for anybody in the community to come out. It's a free event, and you can come out and share ideas about designs.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, yeah.
They give you tips and tricks, whether you're sprucing up your home, improving your business space, or just curious about how design impacts everyday life, which that alone would get me to go there.
Very interesting, yeah.
It's a really cool event, and I appreciate them hosting this and doing something like this. They've got all kinds of different stuff involved with it. If you'd like to find out more, you can call them at 715-907-1776. That's 715-907-1776. Or for more information, email Trina@AvenueTitles.com. Trina@AvenueTitles.com. This is coming up May 28th, 5 to 7, over at Avenue Title at 830 Huntington Avenue, right here in Rapids.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be talking about it as we get closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth, we have some great Memorial Day events coming up. A bunch of stuff coming up.
Yeah, we do. In fact, there's one today, ladies and gentlemen, at 1 o'clock. Let me get that one right. Wood County Veterans Memorial Legacy Stone Ceremony. This is going to take place in front of the Wood County Courthouse. The Wood County Veterans Memorial is dedicated to preserving the memory and honor of all Wood County veterans. That's happening today at 1 o'clock. And then moving to Monday, a couple of Memorial Day ceremonies taking place at 10 a.m. in Nacoosa. The Nacoosa VFW will host the service at the Port Edwards Cemetery. Music will be provided by the Port Edwards High School Band. And then also on Monday, right after that, at 11 a.m. in Wisconsin Rapids, the Forest Hill Cemetery ceremony will be taking place at the, I believe, at the mausoleum. Is that correct?
Did I get
that one right?
Forest Hills, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Forest Hill Cemetery and mausoleum. And then on Tuesday, you can support our vets in a very real way and a delicious way as well. Mm-hmm. VFW Post 2534 is having their annual steak feed on Tuesday the 27th. Starts at 4:30, goes till about 7 o'clock. This is open to the public at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. This is what you get, ladies and gentlemen, for your meal, a 12-ounce New York strip steak. Delicious. One of the best cuts of meat you'll ever have, right? You can have some sautéed mushrooms and onions. You can choose between a baked potato or rice pilaf. You got corn or green beans, of course. All the other fixings, lots of desserts and beverages. And, of course, all the proceeds will support VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families right here in central Wisconsin.
And the best part is that they have tables and solid plates so that you can cut your steak.
For those of you who, like, use knives, whatever.
Right, instead of Steph, who just apparently picks it up with his hand. But you can get a brat fry from our veterans from 10 to 2 at West Grand IGA Quality Foods there on Saturday from 10 to 2.
Now I do use a fork and knife with my bratwurst. So
that's weird.
Just kidding.
I do not do
that. The way he
you
was
just said that
so
to
excited
me.
About that
to make her you insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I say most of the things I do, Melissa.
I'm sending you a meme because I can't say it on air.
And we'll meet you there, everybody. The Wisconsin Rapids Zoo is opening for the season at 10 a.m. Saturday.
Yeah. Tomorrow!
1911 Gaynor Avenue, just west of the roundabout near the DMV and Armory, and right next to us.
Yeah, that's where we are.
They're open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7. They closed on Mondays. And there is so many cool things going on with our zoo this summer.
Some
it's going to be a lot of fun.
When I drove by the other day, the kangaroos are there.
I go out of my way to drive past it. Like, I don't even have to. And I just make myself go that way.
Very nice, very nice.
We got a long summer to be talking about our zoo, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Get the memory started tomorrow, 10 o'clock. The zoo opens up for the summer.
Yeah. Delightful weather, too.
Feels good to say.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that feels good to say, free brewer tickets. Text us the keyword BASE. Text it to us, everybody, and get
right
those
now.
Brewer tickets.
Yeah, BASE.
Text that to us and be listening every Friday for your opportunity to win brewer tickets. A big thank you to everybody involved with that one. Get those tickets.
All your base belong to us.
Yes. Taking a look at some world good stories going on. A guy fishing in Pensacola, Florida, saved a teenage girl from drowning last Thursday and didn't even have to get his feet wet. His name is Andrew Smith, and he can't swim because he has a seizure disorder.
Oh, no.
But he had his drone with him, so he used it to drop her a flotation device.
Oh, I saw this video.
And she made it back to shore, okay.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is so
cool.
Yeah,
she was way out there. Wasn't it like three girls were swimming, and one of them, they got caught in the riptide, and it pulled her out?
Amazing.
And, it just flew the floaty thing right over top of her.
Flew the floaty
I knew how the video ended, and I still was like on the edge of my seat with it.
Mm-hmm.
I was still kind of really that's a really impactful video.
I'm gonna cut out that audio of Melissa saying flew the floaty thing. I'm gonna keep that and use that.
A lady in Canada recently bought a vintage heart-shaped locket at a thrift store and that had photos of a man and a woman from World War II. So she decided she couldn't keep it and went looking for the owner. She posted some photos on Facebook, and the couple's granddaughter saw them. They have since passed, and she was thrilled to get it. She called it an example of the power of social media doing something good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see,
very nice.
There are good things on the internet.
Of course.
And a guy in
I just sent one to Seth.
Yeah, she did.
I got to see that later. A guy in Seattle says his pet lizard recently saved his life. He was napping when his bearded dragon named Spike, the perfect name, jumped on his face.
Oh, my God.
It turned out there was a fire in his bathroom, and he slept through the smoke detector.
Oh, no.
Spike, wow.
But Spike did not.
Saved him.
He managed to put the fire out before it spread. His local fire department honored Spike this past weekend by making him an honorary member of the team.
Good for you, Spike. Oh, man. Boy, that's got to be jarring to wake up with a lizard on your face. Oh, my God. Yikes.
I have had it where a cat is waking you up with its paw. Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then the first thing you see is just this cat, like, just standing perfectly still in front of you, right up there, and everything
staring
like,
at you. Yeah,
I noticed my bowl's empty.
You are going to rectify that now.
The South King Fire social media team deserves a shout out too, because they did a great job of putting
the little fire hat. Oh my God, it's adorable.
Honoring the bearded dragon.
Yes.
All right. So I'm curious. I would like to ask some questions on this one though, because was Spike in a usually have a bearded dragon, in a covered cage.
Okay.
So how did Spike get out? How did he warn him?
He was just he's that good. That's good.
Do they have free range lizards? Do they I don't know if that's a thing.
Actually, I think it is for some people.
Yeah.
I have a friend who has a lizard he lets just be in the house. Hmm.
Yes. Free range lizard is delicious. Anyway.
You're so bad.
One other thing I certainly wanted to note in our last minute with you this week, everybody on the morning show, is a big thank you, of course, to all of our veterans and our soldiers and everybody out there. The reason we are able to celebrate and have extended weekends like we are and everything is because each and every one of you, along with your families and those that support you, we appreciate you so much. Mm-hmm. We're thinking of you, and we will be all weekend long.
Yeah. Honor the fallen, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great week of shows. Great work, you guys. Appreciate you. Thanks for putting up with me as always.
Thanks, James.
And we say a big thank you to the best listeners in radio. You guys be good to each other. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump threatens Apple with a 25% tariff on all products if it doesn't make the iPhone in the U.S. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
For Apple in particular, this can be a big deal because it primarily relies on foreign manufacturing for its business.
And Trump also threatened the European Union with a 50% tariff on all goods. CBS's Remy Innocencio says that news sparked a sell-off on financial markets.
Every European index is now in the red. Germany and France, Europe's largest economies, getting hit hardest.
Harvard University has sued the Trump administration one day after the White House blocked the school from admitting international students. CBS's Natalie Brand.
It says it condemns this unlawful and unwarranted action, saying that it, you know, violates their First Amendment rights.
China also blasted the Trump action, saying it's going to harm America's international standing. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning.